Awaken, the definitive guide to transformative change.
Here is an excerpt from Chapter 1.
Do you understand what is meant here? How often do you respond affirmatively while actually believing conversely? During such conversations, do you engage in positive, uplifted dialogue of how to achieve a successful outcome? Or rather than positive points, did negative dialogue enter in to offset what was desired? In other words, do the negative what-ifs of life become a central focus and shift your contemplated objectives? And when you are in a more fluid state, not having fully anchored within what is wanted, do desired objectives seem achievable or not so much? Know your core beliefs must be ferreted out. If you do not hold them as you would a deeply felt conviction but only offer lip service, then you will find it more challenging to engage or enlist the full return of what we seek to impart here. And what about soul fragmentation? Are you aware of this possibility, as many have discussed it? And so consider, when a life-shattering occurrence is experienced, do you yet understand the value of such a thing, why it arrived, and what you might recognize from it? Might you value it as being a messenger of what it sought to impart? Did you ever realize that even those things which appear to be bad are actually sent to you as a means of direction as you contemplate your next step? Might we suggest a perspective taken by the one whose path it has crossed is the next most critical step? For you see, so many things are dependent upon how you interpret them. And so, in working with the energy in play, some souls have carried an unexpressed burden with them from another time. We do not discuss what some believe to be the purpose of reincarnation, but rather an energetic matrix created when death occurs from a deep-seated grief or psychological trauma. When an unexpected situation shatters and disrupts a life, there may not be the time nor the inclination to feel the experience, so the personality quickly retreats from life and often dies. By personality, we mean to discuss the one who acts out the life experience. Different personalities of the same soul act out varied life experiences through various incarnations. Although an untimely death is often the result, there is also a residual aspect that maintains an energetic, connective frequency. This aspect can continue beyond the personality's death. And so there is a photographic imprint of sorts that maintains an energetic projection for an unspecified amount of time, if not indefinitely. Sometimes these are felt as energetic disturbances. Know these energy hiccups can also create a unique energetic field. This imprint exists in relation to and beyond the personality, who many times unknowingly created it. Although soul fragmentation may result, an energetic imprint might also occur. You see, when the personality utilized a limited perspective in their interpretation of an experience that resulted in a dramatic or oftentimes traumatic shift, the resulting limitation in some ways continues to be imprinted within the future incarnations connected with this soul essence. Many times such a situation does result in death. The imprint does not exist as karma might suggest, but rather it exists so that whatever is not complete might become whole once again. So whatever component was lacking, this might become a part of the lens used to mete out future dealings or objectives. This situation sometimes results in a behind-the-scenes mission, so to speak, as the essence seeks to assimilate and resolve what occurred in the lifetime when the energetic scar was created. When the assimilation ultimately occurs, a resolution results, and the energetic imbalance is released. You see, when the criteria is resolved, clarity results, as a greater understanding is imparted when such a connection is made. Balance is restored.